You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Dr. Paul Esposito. I thank you for spending 15 minutes of your day today to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. And that's what we're going to do today. This is a new week here for me, at least recording his programs, and I want to look at this week, at least I want to look at for the next couple days, who the Bible calls the false prophet. Many times you hear people refer to that person as that, but let me read to you here, Revelation chapter 19, verse 20. It says, "And the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet, that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived those that had received the mark of the beast and them that worshipped the image. These both were cast alive into the lake of fire, burning with brimstone." So I want you to see, it's not just Bible expositors call him a false prophet. The Bible calls him the false prophet. So that's what we're going to be looking at here today and for the next couple days. I've got a list of some certain things about this man. First of all, for more information on me and on this ministry, Storos Ministries is the name of my ministry. You can go to WGODradio.com if you're on the internet. The Facebook page is the same, WGOD Radio. I'm the pastor of a church here in Florida. It's called Island Community Church. And our Facebook page is just that, Island Community Church. Now, if your church is closed because of your governor, or if it's closed because your pastor took the easy way out and decided to close to get a vacation, then I invite you, or because you feared the government. Oh, stepping on too many toes there now, huh? I invite you to come to our church, which is opened, by coming online if you don't live around here, or by flying here to Florida. You can come stay at our house if you want to fly here to Florida. Small house, but it's got room for you here in Central Florida. Our services are at 10:30 on Sunday morning, Eastern time, Wednesday night, 6 to 7. Wednesday night, we're looking at a series, How to Defend the Faith. Sunday morning, we're in the book of 1 Corinthians. Right now, we're looking at the false prophet. I invite you to join us live on Facebook Wednesday night at 6 Eastern time, 5 o'clock if you live in Kansas City or Alabama. Sunday morning, 10:30 is the service. 10:45, the feed will come on. 9:45 if you live in Central time. Join us for our service. I hate to sound harsh if your pastor has closed the church, but I'm not happy about it. And churches need to be open. There's an old saying my father used to say all the time to me, and that is, you give someone an inch and they take a mile. And no one can shut the church down. The gates of hell cannot prevail against the church. And let me clue you in on a little secret, friend. It's not the government that holds your breath in its hands. God does. Almighty God is the one that holds your breath. God is sovereign. God's decided when you enter this world. God decides when you leave this world, whether you slip on a banana peel or whether you die of COVID or whether he comes back before or whether you die of old age like the Apostle John. God's the one that decides that. Trust in him. Be like Daniel when the government said, stop praying. Same as they did here in California, where they outlawed singing. Have you heard that, friend? It's against the law to sing now in California. Are you going to bow to that and say, yes, ma'am, yes, sir? Or are you going to stand up? Are you going to be like Daniel? He didn't hold a parade. He just didn't let his left hand know what his right hand was doing. Just like Paul with a snake, viper fastened onto his hand. Acts 28. He shook it off and he went about with his ministry. Let me encourage you to do the same thing. When the government tells you don't sing, you keep on doing what you're doing and you trust God with your life and with your breath, since he is the one anyway responsible for your life and your breath. Not any government man. God is the one that's responsible. Now let's take a look here at this false prophet. Remember what Jesus said, beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves. Get that, sheep. And also here, Revelation chapter 13, verse 11, John says, and I beheld another beast coming up like up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb, and he spake as a dragon. You see, a wolf in sheep's clothing means this is a deceptive person. Two horns like a lamb. Who's the lamb in the Bible? It goes all the way back to Genesis. From a lamb caught in a thicket to the scapegoat that they laid hands on, and they laid on him the sins of us all and sent him out into the wilderness. Or John the Baptist in John 1:29, who was the, behold, the Lamb of God who taketh away the sins of the earth, sins of the world. When you see a reference to this book of Revelation, it's easy to you understand the symbols, you'll understand what it means. A lamb in the Bible is a reference to a Christian, or sheep, or Christ. So to have someone with two horns like a lamb, but speaks like a dragon, we also know who dragon is. Revelation, just one chapter earlier. Right here in chapter 12. There appeared another sign in heaven, a great red dragon, having seven heads and ten horns and seven crowns on his head. His tail drew a third part of the stars of heaven, and he cast them to the earth. The dragon stood before the woman who was to be delivered to devour her child as soon as it was born. And now, what am I looking for here? Oh, verse 9. That great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil, or Diabolos, and Satan. That's a Greek and Hebrew, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. My point is, understand the symbols, you'll understand the book. You don't need to guess who the Lamb is. The Lamb is the Lamb of God. It's Christianity or Jesus Christ, depending on the context here. The dragon, we know who the dragon is. Satan himself represents Satan. So when you see here at the end of the age, someone with two horns like a lamb, but speaks like a dragon, you've got, friend, a counterfeit Christian. Let me read to you something that the Apostle Paul wrote. If you'd like to turn with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 11. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 13. Paul says, for such, these are deceivers here, for such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it's no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. Paul said, man, look out. Look out for counterfeit Christians. You'll find them, like Adrian Rogers always says, the place to find the devil, a wolf in sheep's clothing, is in the pulpits across America. And let me say, in Bible translators as well, those that corrupt the word of God, same as Satan did in the garden. Indeed, hath God said, this is the places you're going to find them. To see someone with two horns like a lamb and speaks like a dragon is someone that appears to be Christian on the outside, but he's a dragon on the inside. You know, while we're here too, in this 2 Corinthians chapter 11, it says that Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light. You know, the Bible commands us to be transformed. Romans chapter 12, verse 2, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Also, Jesus, we read on the Mount of Transfiguration. It says Jesus was transfigured before them and his face shone like the sun. These are two different Greek words. The word for transfigure and the commandment given to you and I to be transformed by the renewing of our mind is the word metamorphe, to change forms, just like Jesus on the Mount, where he changed forms before them and he gives white. His face became glistening, his clothes whiter than any fuller could ever make them. And he was transfigured before them and his face shone like the sun. But Satan, you see, transforms himself into an angel of light. That's a different Greek word. That word is metaschema. Now that means, Christian brothers and sisters, that means to change your outward appearance. You see, Satan can't do what Jesus did on the Mount. Satan can't do what you can do. Not only what you can do, what you're commanded to do. Be ye transformed by sticking your nose in his Bible and spending time with God. He can't do it. To change appearance means to shave off your mustache, to put a wig on, to pretend to be someone different on the outside, but on the inside, you're the same old bag of bones that you always were. He can't change forms, but you can. Jesus changed forms, and look, at his glory was revealed. And you too, not only can you, you're commanded to. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Let me spend this last minute here today. Spend time in the Word of God today. Be transformed today. God wants to transform you, my friend, into a spiritual giant. One that'll make you just like David, who came up to someone 9'6" and said, "Who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God?" God wants to do the same thing for you. Let me encourage you today. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Satan can't do what you can do, and he can't do what Jesus did on the mountain. Be transformed from the inside out. That's it for us today. You're listening to WGOD Radio. We're going to pick it up here in our next program, whenever that may be. Again, WGODradio.com. We're going to continue our look until we're done at the false prophet.
I'll take the last minute of my own program, if you don't mind. Hope you enjoyed that program, recorded from my office at church on Friday afternoon. Starting a little mini-series there on the false prophet in between programs of 1 Corinthians. That's where we've been looking at. That's where we'll be back at tomorrow. But here today, live in the studio, 14 minutes after 7 on this Monday morning, getting ready to go to Make Your Day Count with the Pastor Beckford and Pastor Diane. Coming up in the meantime, 632-1000 is our phone number. We have raised up $21,620. We're on our way to raising $35,000. So if you've given to WMIE in the past, would you give us a call here today at that number, 632-1000? Sow a gift into this ministry. Help to ensure that this commercial-free, wonderful, blessed radio station, WMIE, will be able to continue for 6 more months. I'll be here all day today to take your phone calls. Again, 321-632-1000.